Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 89 and feeling fine. Right?
Yep. I was going to say, I feel like we always do like fine or like a fine wine or like anything that, you know, whenever it's a nine ending episode.
Very limited rhyming skills here. If you have any other words that rhyme with nine, no.
Decline.
Favorite nine rhyme. We want to know. We need it, please.
Yeah, we are, like, we're getting into the 90s, too, so, like, we're going to need some nine rhymes.
I know. 99, we're going to be feeling fine again, I feel like. Same shit, different day.
Yep, exactly. Oh, well, hey, everybody. It's your weekly weird news hour. Yeah, I'm Liz.
And I'm Kate. Freaking sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Do you not believe God. Yourself?
I'm like, who is going to enjoy this show? Am I right? No, just
leave us a review on iTunes.
Oh, my God. I really want hate mail.
I was going to say, even if you hate it, seriously.
Yeah.
I almost feel like maybe we're being too welcoming of the hate mail, so people don't want to do it, you know, but
eager. Like if we act like we'd be so sad if we got hate mail.
Like reverse psychology.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Reverse psychology on the haters, okay? Then they'll start to hate.
I love that so much. Oh my God.
Anyhoozle. Well, are you drinking anything tonight? Let's get the show going. Anything you're sipping on?
I'm sipping on water with a splash of iced tea lemonade.
Ooh, yum.
I'm a grandpa. That's my drink in my spare time.
God. Water down Arnold Palmer. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, that's what it is.
That sounds yummy. Oh,
lemonade, you know, iced tea lemonade is too sweet for me. Too sweet.
She's got sensitive teeth.
Could you, like, think back to when you're, like, seven. Could you ever imagine yourself being like, oh, that iced tea lemonade, it's too sweet. Too sweet.
That cotton candy is too sweet.
Yeah. It's like, I am the person I hated when I was little. Okay, anyway, moving on. So that's what I'm drinking. What are you drinking?
Well, nothing really new, so I'm still working my way through the remainder of this Pinnacle pineapple vodka that I got, like, for my birthday, like, almost a month ago. but I am mixing it tonight with a bubbly, what's it called, sparkling water, and it's the raspberry flavored, so it's like a pineapple raspberry kind of taste.
It's nice. Interesting combo.
It's cool. I mean, whatever. I just, like, didn't feel like buying anything new, and I still had like half a bottle of the same vodka.
I was thinking like, oh, I wish I had like some actual liquor to put in this, like, little shot of vodka, or, you know, like something.
And like, we make never it have it, we never have it at home because it'll just take forever.
Yeah. Oh, I would never buy a bottle. I would just buy, like,
thanks for the gift, but no, but nice. It was nice. I mean, it was super nice, and I've been really enjoying it in a lot of different ways, like when I went home to Tucson and you know, here in San Diego, and it is kind of like the perfect flavor for the summer, so let it last. Well, if you guys are listening and drinking, no driving, but you can, you know, drink your adult beverage or your coffee or your water, whatever you're drinking, we have a drinking game. So take a sip anytime we have a story out of Texas, Arizona, Florida, or Hangzhou, China. Anytime we have a distraction because we record at home, anytime we say the words literally, anytime we talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo, anytime Kate gets a Nick Cage rage or love. And this week, I think we're going to add a celebrity who's been
Yes.
like everywhere in the sports world lately. Like, you would think he is an athlete, but he's not. I'm talking
Okay.
about Drake. So, we're definitely going to talk about Drake today. So, you'll be taking some sips when we get to him, to Champagne Poppy, you know.
Are you talking about his jumbo jet?
No, I'm just talking about his celebrating the Raptors,
Okay.
NBA win.
Listen. What's up with this jumbo jet?
Someone like gave it to him, or it's like a sponsored thing.
It's like a $400 million amazing jumbo jet from some Canadian company, and they literally gifted it to him.
I mean,
And like,
he is like the king of Canada. Like, Justin Trudeau is the prime minister, but Drake is like the king.
yeah. Oh, absolutely. And then he was like posting about this jumbo jet and never even like tagged the people who are giving it to him. So like the girls on Comments by Celebs were like, "What is that? That is like so shady." He's like posting all about his Drake jumbo jet without like giving
Oh
them
my
any.
God.
It's crazy. It's crazy. He needs
I
to be in our love to hate
He's definitely
corner.
out there. Yeah, so he's coming up in sports, so we'll talk about him. You'll definitely have a chance to take a sip then. Before we get into headlines, any shout outs? How was your Father's Day? That was yesterday. We're recording on Monday. But everything was good.
Yeah, it was a great little weekend. And my husband's done teaching for the summer, so it's just like a
Yay.
big summer party.
Nice. Nice. That
Yeah.
is nice to
And I
have like
did.
your husband back.
Yeah. How was yours?
Oh, it
With
was
your.
fine, my parents don't live in town, but I talked to my
Yeah.
dad on the phone and thanked my husband for walking the dog and being a good pet parent.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
I also did want to shout out Priscilla,
Yes.
who I know you guys will get to meet her next week in our episode. But
Special,
I,
special episode.
yes, I used the word gnarly today. And it's 100% your fault, Priscilla, okay?
I used it too, actually.
Yeah,
That's really funny.
they're like taking a vote right now on if I should be allowed to stay in Massachusetts or not, because I'll keep you
My God.
posted, but
Priscilla
I
has to
think they're gonna
use,
give
she
me
has to use Wicked to like balance it out, to balance out the universe.
It is so bad. Like, I mean, like, nobody says gnarly in Massachusetts unless you're a complete moron or like from the West Coast, you know? Like, if you're from the West Coast, it's allowed. But if you're just like a hipster, like from like Brookline, and you're
Yep.
using
And it's very
gnarly.
like California too, more. I feel
Oh,
like I didn't
it's
hear it that
so.
much when I like lived in Arizona, but Priscilla did grow up a lot in Southern California, and no, I hear it now a lot.
Please, I wish I could say it. I wish I was cool enough
Oh,
to
you
say
did
it.
it. Just
Now
own it.
when
Own it.
I said
Started on
it,
the East Coast.
oh, I immediately regretted it. I was like, "Ooh, oh my God. Walk away. Walk away."
God.
But no
Yes.
thanks, Priscilla.
Yes. Now you guys will get to meet Priscilla next week. Stay tuned. I don't want to give away too
God.
much, but she's going to talk about her very fascinating business. Yeah. So,
Stay tuned.
should we get
I
into
also just
headlines?
wanted
Oh, sorry.
I yeah. Well, no, this is kind of headline worthy, like in the news-ish, but I just wanted to talk about Keanu Reeves and how it's gone viral, how he's like in pictures with women, he is never like actually touching them. Have you seen this?
No, I've seen just the like meme how he can walk to any song or like enter any room, or I don't know, it just like plays any song,
Into the room, any song.
yeah, and he looks good doing it. It's hilarious.
I love him. He seems like the coolest guy,
Yeah,
right?
he does. He does.
He just seems so like down to earth.
So chill.
But
He would say gnarly, I bet.
yeah, oh yeah, definitely. But there's on Instagram this like it's not really a meme, it's just like pictures of him next to women, like other famous women or whatever, like, and his hand is always like open or like totally clenched fist. So
Oh.
that's not even like
There's no even like
there's no
opportunity.
question that like yeah he's like nope, oh keep my hands to
What a
myself.
guy.
No, I'm
What
telling
a guy. Is he
you.
Canadian? I feel like he
Oh,
is.
probably he's got to be.
Yeah.
He's nice.
Oh,
He's super.
Keanu.
So he's my new person.
Oh, God. Well, you know what? Since you're shouting him out, that reminded me, and I thought we could talk about this maybe when we do Confidential Confessions, just some headlines, but we have to shout out icon, legend, Gloria Vanderbilt, who passed away
Yes.
today when we're
I was.
recording. I know you're listening on Wednesday, so it'll be like 2 days old, but I mean, she was 95, so it was coming. She had stomach cancer, but seriously,
She's lived a life.
iconic. Anderson Cooper's
I,
mom, we love Anderson Cooper.
huge Coops fans. Huge Coops fans.
Definitely thinking of the Coops tonight, but yeah, his mom contributed to culture in so many ways.
Yep. Google it, children.
Yeah,
Google
and we
it.
could do a whole episode.
Oh, yeah. Literal legend. American treasure.
Yep, National Treasure, not starring
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, starring Gloria Vanderbilt.
Back to Nicolas Cage. You should be ashamed of yourself. Oh my God. Yeah, good thing. You know, like bringing that up, not good thing that she died. Oh
Check. Oh, and there's my dog, so you can drink. Disturbance.
God. Yay. He is so cute. He's a mo he's an Instagram model, right?
It's
He's an
so hard
influencer.
to get him to like look at the camera, though. That's the problem.
It doesn't matter. He could just be gazing off into the sunset.
Yeah, he
Doesn't
does look
matter.
cute when he's just
You got
like
this
gazing.
kid. This kid. You got to get him his own Instagram.
I was looking at his like teeth the other day and I was like, ew, your teeth are so disgusting. You have like six of them. What happened? Like, I've never really noticed. Like, he never lets me get close enough. I don't know about the model thing, but yeah, he's definitely, he would, you know what my dog is? Okay, my dog is to model the hot felon, I feel like.
Oh my hot felon is
Who I'm
trying
talking about? Like,
to just a
troubled past, a
dog.
little rough around the
He's gonna marry another dog
Yep, he's gonna
who's an
marry an heiress.
heir,
Paris
yeah.
Hilton's Chihuahua. He's gonna marry Paris Hilton's Chihuahua.
Stop.
It's happening. I got big plans for you, buddy. Big plans.
Oh God, you better get him out there in that fanny pack.
Yep.
Whatever it
My dog sling. I now own a dog sling. I didn't go full dog stroller yet, but I mean, my dog has three legs, so he can't walk super far, and I like to go on long walks, so.
I think if anyone should have their dog in a stroller, it's you.
But he loves
Honestly.
to run, so that's the thing. Like, you
Oh,
know, he loves walking. He just can't, like, he gets tired, you know.
yeah,
So, yeah,
poor little
anyways,
guy.
tripod tangent.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is like my real official first headline. Whew. Okay, getting into it. So the last couple of weeks we've had stories about graduation, commencement speakers, yada yada. Tis the season. Tis graduation Well, now we're more in graduation party season, but so sometimes when I hear, things in the news, anything really, I'm so scared for our future. Every single headline, I'm
Oh,
like,
yeah,
oh my
seriously.
God. But this kid, I was like, I feel so much better about the future and the kids that are like leading the next generation
I mean, what are they
and beyond.
like? The Gen Zers, I think, are gonna save us all. Like that, the ones that are like graduating right now from high school, I feel like.
From high school, yeah. Right, like past the millennial thing.
Oh, yeah, like Parkland and down, like, and younger.
So this actually happened in Santiago.
I know. When you sent me this story, I mean, I like want to find this girl and give her the biggest high five ever.
I know. So this is a high school graduation. It's okay. Say the name of the high school, San
San
Ysidro.
Ysidro.
Oh, I said it right.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, I'm gonna pronounce this.
Yeah, it's
Okay,
very
so San
South San
Ysidro.
Diego.
Okay. The valedictorian's name, who was giving the speech, is Natalie Burr. Go, Natalie. We are here for you all day, every
Like,
day. Did you say wait?
no.
You said wait. Long pause. Cricket, cricket. Okay. So, Natalie Burr, like, completely put her teachers and administrators on blast, if that's what the kids are saying still.
If
I
they
don't
still
know.
say it.
Is that a thing? Probably not. So, her graduation was June 6th. So not too long ago, but her speech started out like basically every other graduation speech, thanking the staff for being so invested in the students, yada, yada, yada. However, didn't take long for her to switch gears and start calling out what she saw as disappointing behavior from the staff of the high school.
I love
So, I know this is so this if this isn't like the sweetest revenge, I don't know what is.
Well, and she's valedictorian, so like it just proves like she's kind of like proving her own point. Like she had to work really hard with no help from like hardly anyone.
Absolutely. Right. So, without like actually naming names, she did address her counselor by saying, "Thanks for teaching me to fend for myself. You were always unavailable to my parents and I, despite appointments. You expressed to me your joy in knowing that one of your students was valedictorian when you had absolutely no role in my achievements." Burn.
Yes.
Which is amazing because, yeah, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You had nothing to do with it, so why are you like bragging about it? Another bit of Natalie's criticism was aimed at school, at staff in the school's main office, whom she thanked for teaching me how to be resourceful in the wake of their negligence to inform me of several scholarships until the day before they were due, potentially caused me to miss out on thousands of dollars.
Yeah, see, that's so fucked. Like, come on.
She's basically, you're fucking with my future because, like, you're just being lazy. Oh, she also said, when applying for a work permit, you repeatedly turned me away, despite confirming with my employer and my parents that all of my paperwork was filled out correctly. And she said she had to escalate issues with staff to an assistant principal various times to reach any sort of solution.
Oh my
So
God.
she's like, basically, like, I've had to get in your faces, like, to get anything done around here, which, a lot of people who have more authority, especially like staff members in a school, they figure, oh, if a kid has to do any extra steps, they'll just say, eh, whatever, I just won't do it,
Right, yeah.
This girl is like, no, I'm gonna do this. Like, I'm gonna go after what I want.
I
I'm
don't care
worth
if you're all
like,
the extra steps. You know, if a kid needs
yeah.
that, like that's what they need, that's what they're asking for.
Yeah, which shows like super good initiative too on her
Yeah.
part, because honestly, most teenagers would have just been like, well, all right, fine.
I know,
Like,
but
no
like being
scholarships. Oh, you do tomorrow. Oh, whatever. You
a
know?
teenager is like stressful enough, and the fact that like to keep your eye on the prize and like, you know, going to college and everything despite everything else going on in your life and the stresses, like these people are there that are supposed to be helping you and guiding you and like not adding more stress to your life, you know?
Yeah. And then, so the most like shocking part of her speech was when she turned the conversation to say, the teacher who was regularly intoxicated during class this year, like she was sh like saying, I'll never forget you or whatever, which
Yeah.
like everyone was like, oh! Like audible gasps.
Yeah, she said something like, thank you for teaching us the dangers of alcoholism or something like that.
Thank you for using yourself as an example to teach students about the dangers of alcoholism. Being escorted by police out of school left a lasting impression.
Oh
And
my God.
she ended it by saying, I hope that future students and staff learn from these examples.
God.
So
You
we
know,
love her.
I just want to tell people,
Love.
okay, valedictorians, brides, grooms, if you are planning on doing a vicious burn, please invite us. Like, we want to be there to experience it in person. We're missing out on too many of these.
Could you imagine if you were in that? I mean, one of those gasps would have been
Oh,
mine.
yes.
Obviously, the loudest one. Loudest, most dramatic gasp.
Oh my God. I mean, they're so good.
I know. And I mean, I will say, like, on the flip side, being someone who's worked in public schools, like, the administrators, counselors, teachers in general are so busy with stupid shit that they have to do instead of, you know, like having extra time with students or, you know, like
Oh yeah.
principals, vice principals, even the women at the front desk of the school, they're just doing paperwork after paperwork, like stuff on the computer. They can't possibly get done what they really are supposed to be getting done. So all these extra tests and shit that are, you know, states and basically the country is making all the students do, it's like, how are the kids supposed to actually get the full attention of a teacher or a counselor? Like, it's insane the amount of shit that goes on in the background that a parent or anybody who's never worked inside of a school, they would have no idea about. You know, it's kind of like nursing, how like the normal person has no idea how much extra shit a nurse actually has to do in
Right.
their day.
Well, and
Oh, that
like
has
all
nothing
the class
to
sizes are like
do
huge too. So how are they supposed to get individual attention?
So it's like, of course, if you're like a good student and you're getting good grades, you know, like the principal and vice principal might not even know who you are because you're not making trouble and making like a name for yourself.
I
You know
didn't
what I
even know who my vice principals were. I never fucking met them. Like, my school was big, you know?
You just like you just were like, I'm just like a good student. I'm not, you know, there's no reason for
Yeah,
me to
no
know
reason.
you.
Like, I never knew my guide. Did we have guidance counselors? I have no idea. I guess we did, like, but I don't think I had like an individual one, you know?
Yeah, it's just insane. So like just to be on the side of like the school and you know, someone did speak out for the school saying like the majority of the staff is absolutely amazing and goes above and beyond, which yes, all teachers basically every teacher I've ever known has gone above and beyond, you know. So
Oh yeah,
it's
I
just
know. I think, and
a
she,
case of people who
everyone's
like if
focusing
you're
on the bad part too, you know. Like, she did start by thanking, you know, the majority of the people who helped her, and like, you know, obviously she wouldn't be getting where she's going without some, you know, support and guidance.
Right. But I think it's also like cool how she kind of made it into like you like getting arrested in front of the whole class.
Yeah.
Like, not us. Like, she's kind of speaking to the students, like, let that be a lesson to you to not like go down that path, you
Yeah.
know, like take
Listen to
that
what
kind of
they're
as
not
like,
saying.
yeah, exactly. So I thought that was like a cool twist how she did it.
Yeah, and she didn't say anyone's
Because
names, so she was tasteful at least.
and she did learn how to fend for herself, you know. So she like really is kind of thanking the teachers for helping her fend for herself for when they were unavailable, you know. So you learn life lessons by kind of, you know, like if you're determined enough. So I don't know. There's a lot of different layers in that story, but I
Yeah,
liked it. I thought it
no.
was good. And I'm like, this girl has freaking balls, and I love it.
Totally. Yeah, I agree.
Speaking up. Okay, so I only have one other little headline story, and this story actually you sent to me, but I had also seen on Instagram, and I heard on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So this was the plastic bag shaming story, which I feel like a lot of people have seen now, but so the East West Market in Vancouver, Canada. Has come up with an amazing idea to try to shame people who forget to bring their reusable bags. So they've made plastic bags with like hilarious fake store names on them. So they have like one that says Into the Weird Adult Video Emporium.
Like they're meant to shame you, like for carrying
Yes, to feel
plastic.
stupid for, and then this other one says the Colon Care Co-op, you know, and it's like a war ointment one. So they're like silly, you know, but make you remember. So this store actually already instituted a like 5 cent per bag. So like if you didn't bring your own bags and you needed a plastic bag, you had to pay 5 cents for one. So they said like that's been good, but you know, 5 cents is like so little. It's like not a big thing to have to pay 5 cents for a bag. So Canada is starting in by 2020 to be like single-use plastic bag free, whatever. So this store is trying to like start in advance. Like we got to get people to keep remembering to bring reusable bags because a lot of people just keep them out in the car. They forget them.
Oh yeah, I
You
mean,
know what I mean?
we
Have to
forget
go with them.
ours all the time. And you're right, like we'll pay the 5 cents because I know it goes to environmental, support. And so I'm like, okay, I'll pay the 5 cents because whatever. But yeah, we forget them all the time. Like, yeah, I don't know.
So, well, the I went to their this East West Markets Instagram account, and they had a little video on there that said that over 1 million plastic bags are used per minute, and most are only used that one time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's bad. I mean, but I love that they're like getting into like again, the reverse psychology kind of it, making people think deeper about their use of plastic bags and how they want to be seen and like comparing it to like shameful stuff is really smart.
I know. Yeah, I think, I mean, it's a genius. It's gone viral, you know, it's like
Right.
a
Not that that stuff's
international.
shameful, but just something people don't always want to be associated with or private stuff,
But the problem is that they become like so popular because the story's gone international that people are like
Want them.
the store to get these plastic bags.
Oh my God.
So it's like, oh crap, is this like actually
Backfired.
making it worse? So I thought that was kind of funny though, but they are trying to make change. They're super clever about it. I liked that story. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. People stop trying to take all the plastic bags. Save them for the people who need to be shamed.
I think they should make reusable bags that have these same
Yeah,
things
yeah.
on them, you know, because people are so like into them.
For
So,
sure.
yeah. So those are just my quick little stories for you.
Okay. Well, I guess we should go into pop culture then. And there was a lot of like pop culture stuff this week because, I mean, not a lot of breaking news, but we should say we are on Britney Watch. If anybody follows Britney Spears on Instagram, you know what we're talking about.
And we love her so much, and we want
Oh, we
nothing
love
but
her.
nothing but the best for Brit Brit, but
But
her videos.
we're starting to see signs of what happened years ago when she had a little breakdown. So we're hoping that doesn't happen again, but we are on Britney Watch. So I was going to talk about that, but then I saw this story that started as a seed and then it like grew and grew and grew, or maybe it was like a little snowflake that grew into a big snowball. Like it just got weirder and weirder.
Like, whatever the metaphor,
Yeah.
whatever starts out small and then gets big, it's that.
So the headline is Kanye West apparently spent his 42nd birthday in Flagstaff, Arizona. So drink Arizona. That's what caught my
Oh.
attention because Flagstaff is not, I mean, it's one of the larger cities in Arizona. It's no Phoenix or Tucson. It's where Northern Arizona University is. It's about an hour and a half from the Grand Canyon.
Canyon. Okay,
Yep.
yes, yeah. I've been there.
I was gonna say,
I
you
don't
might
like
definitely
to
stay
remember.
in Flagstaff if you're planning a trip to the Grand
Yes.
Canyon.
Yeah, we definitely stayed there as a family when we visited the Grand
It's
Canyon.
like
So,
very woodsy, foresty
yes.
area. So yeah, just seemed very out of place for Kanye. So apparently he was there, and we all remember that Kanye is a Gemini because I'm a Gemini, and he was one of those celebrities that I was aligned with.
Yes,
So
you're
this
just like Anya.
just happened like, a week or so ago. And he was photographed at Teppan Fuji, a Japanese hibachi and sushi restaurant. They
Oh,
sh
which sounds so good right now, by the
Well,
way.
yes. And so they apparently loved it. Kanye and Kim were there, and the restaurant posted photos of them and like their posse at the restaurant. And apparently they ate there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I love this so much.
I mean, there are other places in Flagstaff. So, but apparently.
So that they are the most regular people.
Oh, totally. Oh, my
Sorry,
God.
just like us. I mean, this is just like a normal person would do, like visit a place, eat at one place that they really like, and then just only eat at that same place again and again.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And like, the owner and everybody was just shocked, right? Like this little town, so they're like, it's a big surprise. Everyone was so excited. And it was cool that they let them take photos and whatnot, and obviously they like
Huh.
the food.
It's so funny. And it's like, oh, Flagstaff. Oh, they're hibachi. The sushi there is unbelievable.
It's like not even like near an ocean or anything.
Oh God,
I don't
so
know.
good.
I don't know. But I mean, they were into it. I mean, it's no Nobu, I guess, but maybe it's the Nobu of Northern Arizona.
Nobu of Flagstaff, so
Yeah.
that's all that matters. So
So
why were they in Flagstaff?
exactly. So like that's like the beginning of the story. And then like as I'm reading more, they're like, so why? Obviously, it's beyond just a great hibachi meal that Kim and Kanye are in Flagstaff. So apparently there is an architectural art project called the Roden Crater, which is about 45 minutes from Flagstaff in the Painted Desert area of northern Arizona. And this artist, James Turrell, has been working on this art project for like 45 years. It's being built inside of a volcanic cinder cone. So like an old volcanic crater, that's what it looks like.
Dude, nuts.
So
Okay.
apparently, like earlier this year, I think in January, Kanye donated $10 million to James Turrell's effort to complete the crater because now it's going to be opening up in the next few years, and without that donation, it wouldn't be close to opening. So no one, like, it's not open to the public right now or anything, but it will be thanks to this donation. So this crater, the Roden Crater, I looked into it a little bit more and I was like showing some pictures to my husband, and we were just like, this crater has Yeezy written all over it.
Oh.
It's like the Yeezy color scheme. It's like a light and, a light art kind of components to it. There's tunnels and the light
I
hits
have to
through different openings. Yeah. And like, we were just like, this is where Kanye wants his church, I think. This is where he like is going to have Sunday service when it's open to the public, because it seems like a Kanye West music video or something like that, if you were to look at it. It's
I have
totally
to look this
weird.
up.
Totally weird, out in the middle of nowhere.
This is exactly what this makes too much sense that, like, once you said it, it's like, of course, this is going to be where his church is. We all know that where he's headed is to have his own church,
And like, we get it,
right? I mean,
Kanye's like an art fan, but yeah, $10 million donation to this. I mean, I thought Kanye was broke just a few years ago, like claiming he needed money all over Twitter. Come on. So
yes.
I think he
Wait, what's
wouldn't
the name
donate
of this
in
again?
what?
What's the name of this again?
It's the Roden Crater, Roden, and the artist is James
Okay.
Turrell. And so yeah, it's supposed to open within the next 5 years, and only a small group of people have experienced it so far, Kanye being one of them.
Oh my
Do
God.
you see
This
it?
is, yes.
It's
Oh, this is so him.
like got Kanye written all over it, and like
Oh my God.
can't or like for a fashion show or something like that. I mean, he definitely is going to be involved with this, I feel like,
He's
somehow in the
doing
future.
some event there.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And like this artist, I believe he just, back 45 years ago in the 70s, he spent the night in the bowl of this extinct volcano. And then after that, he just had this plan to turn the crater into a celestial observatory, which is connected to a series of spaces and installations. So that's like, I mean, we'll put photos on the Instagram, or you
This
can
guy
Google
looks
it.
like Santa Claus.
What?
He
The
looks like
artist?
Santa. Yeah. James Turrell. He's like Santa
Yeah,
in
so
Arizona.
yeah, I mean,
It's where he
it's.
spends the summers.
I really don't know. I mean, I want to go here whenever it does open. It looks cool, but I
Dude,
don't know if I want to be part of Kanye's cult, but.
definitely. I mean, depends who's our next president. Let's see how
That's
that
true.
goes.
That is true. We all need to run to the crater. But yeah, so it was just this weird thing. There's this volcano art project in the middle of the northern Arizona desert that Kanye West is connected to. So that is my pop culture story.
Who knew? This is crazy.
And he likes Japanese hibachi a lot.
Oh, I think I have seen this, the model for this crater at Mass MoCA.
Oh, I mean, it's really famous. I just wasn't aware of
Yeah.
it,
I just saw a thing that there's like a little model of it, and I'm like,
Oh,
oh, I looked into that. So I've seen, because when I saw the stairway and how it made like almost like it looks like an old skeleton key shape, I was like, I've seen this before. Yeah. Oh,
Cool.
so cool.
Roden Crater.
Wow.
Presented by
Crazy.
Kanye
Google it. Yeah.
West. A
You guys
Kanye
have
production.
to. Oh my God. I love it. Oh, he's doing things out there for sure.
Oh, he's doing weird shit everywhere. Do you want to do Mom Squad now?
Oh,
And
sure.
then we'll
Okay. So
wrap it up with sports and Drake.
perfect. So I just had this story that I saw the headline and I was like, okay, got to read into this further. So it's basically, okay, well, we all know bullying is like a huge issue nowadays, especially in the age of social media. Can't even imagine, like,
Ugh.
how crazy the
Me and my
bullying
husband were just talking about that. Like back in the day,
It's
I
not
feel like you could at least go home, you know, and like it would be awful or whatever, but you could go home and kind of have a break. But now, like, you can't escape it, I feel like.
Nope, absolutely not. So, there's this one school district in Wisconsin, and they're making a proposal to see if somehow this problem can be cured. The superintendent was saying that the district takes any reported bullying seriously, and he's willing to try any measure that could help tackle the complex issue, which it is extremely complex. And he says that doing so requires parents to be aware of their children's behavior and to be active in changing it. Because, it's always like, oh, if the kid's a bully, well, where did he learn it from?
Yeah, and just like pay attention and be involved in your child's life. I mean, I know most parents are, but some, I think, when especially when you're getting into teenage years, like it's just so awkward, or they, you know, kids have like so much rage that it's easier just to like shut them out instead of
Oh,
like
absolutely.
the opposite is what they need.
So basically, this school district wants to fine the parents of students who bully. And other states have actually passed similar legislation and even go as far as like possible jail time for the parents of bullies. But nothing I saw, like, it was like, oh, a town. In New York implemented this, but so far, like, they've never had to go that far,
Well,
you know. So
good.
like
I
I
mean,
the parent
hopefully
has
they do that and then never ever have to use it. That would be great.
So like I've worked in middle schools and you can be completely oblivious. Like I feel like I was knew always what was going on with the kids, and like plus I was younger when I like first started working in the high school, and like the kids are like, oh, the young teacher, you're cool, and like some
You're a
things
cool
I would hear
teacher.
talk about. I'm like, okay, I'm a teacher, like stop talking, or just walking down the halls, like the kids don't really notice you as much, so they're just like talking, 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 don't even notice you're there. And it's like, oh God, like some of the things I would hear. But their bullying is like so covert. It's like these kids aren't outright bullying in front of all the teachers and everything. So like, complain, oh, I'm being bullied, and then the guidance counselor has a talk with the kid, the other kid. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. Okay. Well, there's no evidence. So, and the kid's saying they're not bullying you. So like, what is really the school's supposed to do? It's like this stuff gets reported all the time, and sometimes it is over exaggerating or not factual, so it's like, what the hell are the schools supposed to do? It's like an epidemic, honestly.
There is
But
no good solution.
yeah, so like a lot of these school districts are turning to, well, let's hit him where it hurts. Like if these parents don't want to be involved and get active in their kids, lives and what they're doing at school, then let's fine them. Let's make them
Right. Well,
pay.
it's like
That's
teachers
what goes.
aren't babysitters, you know? Like, I know you feel like they are because they spend the majority of, you know, the day with your child, but they're not babysitters. You still need to be like involved in your child's life.
I don't know. I think there needs to be like an initial warning slash like sit down meeting, parents, students, like of both sides. You know what I mean? And then, although I know not a lot of people can have like actual adult sit down conversations, especially when it involves your own child, and if like they're being severely bullied, you're going to get like rage. But so I don't know if that would exactly work, but I don't know, there just something has to happen, so we'll see if this fining slash jail time. But like some of the teachers are like, oh well, there's a curriculum, there's an anti-bullying curriculum. Okay, and so Like, you think, oh, I'm going to have a class about anti-bullying
And like, what are you going to
and
do if someone doesn't follow the curriculum?
like, please give me a break. So yeah, we just need to teach our children not to bully.
I
And
mean, it
we,
all starts
as
at
adults,
home.
yeah, and as adults, we need to not bully other adults and let our
Exactly.
kids see it. You know, like, it's like, duh. They're watching literally everything you do. So I don't know. This I feel like is a controversial kind of up and coming. I think we're going to see this in a lot of school districts coming up. So
Yeah, let us know what
just
you
keep
guys
your eyes on
think. Like, do you think that school should do that? I mean, have you had like experience with your children being bullied? Do you think this would have prevented it?
Yeah. It'd be interesting. We'll
Yeah.
find out.
Wow. I mean, yeah, it's kind of always just like crossing that kind of into that gray area of like what can and can't you enforce like on a parent, but interesting.
Right. Yep.
All
Yeah, so
right.
me about Drake. What has
Okay,
Drake done?
well, Drake has been everywhere because he is like the unofficial spokesperson, I guess, for the Toronto Raptors. He and also
He's
an
made
official King of
that.
Canada.
Yeah.
And if you follow sports, you know that the Toronto Raptors just won their very first title, NBA championship ever. They've never won before. Some people had actually thought that maybe Drake had cursed the team, that he was a curse on the team, because he's just like always there, always so loud. He's like at every game, he's sitting right on the sidelines, front and
That's
center.
right. I think you told us about this, like
Yeah.
in another story.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, throughout the playoffs, he's like, I mean, any game, even if it's not the playoffs, he's like hyped up and like sometimes starts fights with like other famous, celebrities that are there or whatnot. He and the Milwaukee Bucks owner, that's probably what I talked about. The owner's daughter got into like a social media feud when the
Yeah,
Raptors were playing the
that
Bucks. So now
was great.
Drake got his wildest dream has come true and the Raptors won. And he celebrated that night like he was a Raptors player. Let's make no mistake about that. And before we recorded today, I was watching his Instagram live and he was on the bus with the players in the parade in Toronto, like Instagram living from
Oh
there.
my God, I have to, I don't think I follow Champagne Poppy. Do I?
Oh, follow the champagne poppy.
What am I doing with my life? What's wrong?
So like, I mean, he's very happy, but has he like crossed the line a little bit? Like the night that they
I mean, I
won.
think when you start doing this, it, like you're this involved
Mean,
in a team and you're not on the team, like sit down.
yeah, take a seat. But like the players didn't seem to really mind like on the bus or anything. And like the night that they won, he wasn't actually there. He was in Toronto with the fans at Jurassic Park. That's like the name of their
Oh,
stadium area, watching. And
that's hilarious because they're the Raptors.
yeah, isn't that
That's really cool.
Oh, Canada.
Love that so much.
And so he had been asked actually not to go on the road to the away games out of like safety concerns because.
My God.
Like he's just getting people riled up, but he was a good sportsman. He called Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors. We all know we love feminist hero Steph Curry. He was on the opposing team that lost in the championship. So Drake called Steph, and right after the game, they did a little FaceTime, and Steph congratulated J Drake for some reason. Like I don't know why he congratulated Drake, but he was just like. He's like, enjoy, man. That's big time for you. You, the whole city, and everybody. Y'all deserve it, man. And like Drake
What a guy. What a
actually came out like after the championship and did like a post game interview, kind of like the players do that.
No.
Yes, I mean, like I don't know if he's getting paid for this or.
That is so Hilarious. He is the king of Canada.
But is it like, I mean, is it, it's helping the Raptors obviously get popular over
Yeah.
here, and you know, people in the States love Drake and
Before like tonight, I've never even heard of the Raptors. Like I knew he was a super fan of one of the teams, and I knew it was in Canada because he's Canadian. The Raptors, though,
They're
no
the
idea.
only
No.
basketball team, I think, in Canada still. There used to be a couple, but not anymore. So yeah, I mean, like he had this post-game interview. This is what he said. This is poetic. We did this. We did this off of heart. We did this off of love. We willed this into existence. We manifested this. It's beautiful. Look at my brothers up there celebrating.
Stop. It's making me embarrassed. Like, babe. I have second-hand
I know that is so true because, like, okay, anybody who is in a relationship or like maybe even single, what do you think when you meet someone who's like a super, super sports fan? You know, like, I mean, I'm all for sports fans, but like, super, super sports fan. And of course, Drake is like loaded, right? So he can be a super, super sports fan, but.
Right. You're like, okay, Drake, whatever. Yeah, no, it scares me. It's like intense,
It's intense.
like that type of intensity. I cannot. Plus, I'm like such a like all about like good sportsmanship, you know? Like I'm like, oh, okay, my team didn't win, but like whatever. Or like I don't care, you know?
Right.
I'm not in Southwest setting cars on fire
Right.
like
Yeah.
after the Sox.
And so, well, I mean, Drake did celebrate also in another way, besides like doing post-game interviews and Instagram living. He released two songs, two new tracks in honor of the championship. Omerita is one, and Money in the Grave, which is featuring Rick Ross. So, yeah, you know,
Oh.
he's just celebrating with his art. He is, you know, high on life.
Wow.
I hope he might
He's
be a
got a
partial
jumbo jet.
owner because he's acting like one. If not, like, can we make a some sort
Oh,
of
he
formal
will be.
agreement? Yeah.
He will be
I
for
don't know.
sure.
I mean, good for you, Drake. We're all happy for you. We are all happy for you. And speaking of the
Yeah.
Raptors, I don't know if I mentioned this already, but probably not. We watched this really funny video. I think it was Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, one of those. But they were in Canada and they were trying to get Raptors fans to like talk smack about the Golden State Warriors and they wouldn't do it. They were like all too polite.
Oh
They were just
my God.
stopping people randomly in the street and they're like, oh, like talk shit about the Warriors. And they're like, oh, no, I couldn't do that anymore.
That is the most wholesome thing I've ever heard.
Cute. So, I mean, even though we love
Oh.
Steph Curry, feminist hero, you got to be happy for the Raptors and Drake, right?
Yeah, I do. I just love Canadians so much. Yeah, I'm glad they won. And we really do love Steph Curry.
Oh yeah, we
So,
do.
like, I'm sad he lost, but, like, I know he's just, like, fine with it, right?
Yeah,
He's, like,
he's just like
sucks,
a
but,
good
like,
guy.
we did good, you know?
Yeah,
We made it to the end.
he has championships. He's got lots of them, you know.
Yeah.
Give Drake a
Well,
championship.
oh my God.
Oh, anyway, so that's sports. That's what's going on. NBA season is over for now. But yeah, we do have a BuzzFeed quiz also this week.
Yes, we do.
This one
Okay.
just like piqued my interest because there I was not finding any good ones. I looked yesterday, I looked again today, like it
Nothing. They're
nothing.
really BuzzFeed. You've got to get on your quiz
Right,
game
I know.
again. It's bad.
I mean,
It's bad.
yeah. I mean, like, and there was just a lot of ones that I felt like we've done something similar.
Right, same.
So I saw this one, and the title is "We Know Your Deepest, Darkest Secret Based on What You Order at Olive Garden." Which I'm like,
Which
ooh.
I hate Olive Garden.
Well, and I have a like lifelong connection to Olive Garden, I guess, because that's where I met my husband.
Well, then, yeah, you've got to go at least once a year. with them.
But yeah, so the deepest, darkest secret and the Olive Garden connection, I was just like intrigued. I'm like, okay, BuzzFeed, let's see.
Yeah, what is my deepest, darkest secret? I didn't know I had one.
I know, me either. So,
So
what did
curious.
you get?
So I got, I don't agree with this at all,
I
but
don't agree
I
with mine
got,
either.
you're afraid of failure.
Oh,
It says, you're a talented and capable person and you give 100% no matter what you're doing. Not true. you don't allow yourself to make mistakes. Not true. But when you do, you're very harsh to yourself. Not true. Your worst fear is failing at something, especially when other people have high expectations for you. I definitely try harder at things when I know other people are like counting on me.
yeah, that's just like the
Good, but
mom
like
in you, I feel like,
I
too.
never like if anything, I need to be like more hard on myself for failing. Because I'm pretty much just like, oh, okay, well, all right, that didn't work out. Either try it again or let's move on. yep. Basically, I should be a Canadian.
Yeah, there
Oh, it's okay, self. Don't worry. You're good.
no use crying over spilled milk.
Yeah, so I don't agree. I don't think my deepest secret is that I'm afraid of failure, but
Yeah, I
I don't
didn't
know.
agree with mine either. Mine is, you're constantly misjudged. And I'm like, who is judging me, first of all?
And how is that like a darkest secret?
I know. It's not my
I fear
secret.
other people are judging you.
Yeah. So it says you like to maintain good relationships with everyone in your life since you hate drama. True. Everyone in your
That sounds,
orbit. Oh, yeah, exactly, right? That's great. Who doesn't? Everyone in your orbit doesn't always appreciate your good intentions, and you feel like no matter how hard you try, people constantly judge you. I don't ever think about that.
Me either. That's so funny.
Keep your head up and stay true to yourself. And then it's got a picture of Ja Rule and J-Lo. So.
Oh my God. It's like the picture of that kitten that says, hang in there.
Yeah.
Keep your head up. What?
I don't know. Bad choice on my behalf, but we'll post the link in our show notes if you're interested in finding out your deepest, darkest secret based on your Olive Garden order.
I just want to post the hang in there kitten on a tree branch picture. It's so cute every time.
Cute, so
Oh,
necessary. But
yeah.
yeah, well,
All
it's been
right.
fun. It's been fun, peeps. Next week, as we mentioned, we'll have a special episode, different kind of format, but we hope you really like it. And
Good.
yeah, that's all the news that's been fit to drink tonight,
Yeah, see you guys next week.
I think.
Bye-bye.